It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Yesterday, Todd and Chris Lee turned themselves in after being indicted on multiple counts of conspiracy, bank fraud, wire fraud, and tax evasion. We can confirm they plead not guilty during their arraignment, and they will each be released on a $100,000 unsecured appearance bond. Both Todd and Julie deny any and all wrongdoing. Their travel will be restricted to the Atlanta area and parts of Tennessee, and they can travel to California to tape their reality show, but they have to notify their probation officers first.
I hate when I have to notify my probation officer of what I'm doing. I'm like, dude, just let me be.
You have a probation officer?
Anyways, what's going on, Liv?
Bam Margera was arrested after getting into it with people at a bar in a Hollywood hotel. It was very clear that he was intoxicated. And if you don't remember, just a week ago, he was seen going into rehab. Here's a clip of him getting into it with the authorities while they were waiting for backup to take him in.
You're a grown adult at this point. It's time to start acting like one. This is embarrassing. Not for me, for you. I'm not trying to do anything that's going to work. Trust me, I have my entire division coming to assist you.
It doesn't
you to get
work.
Your cell phone.
What you're trained to say, and please.
I'm not trained to say anything. This is just
well, it doesn't work.
Like a human.
I want my phone. So if you get it, I leave. If you don't get it, I keep doing this.
That sounds like Liv. I want my
phone now.
That literally is every one of my friends when they're drunk trying to text their exes.
You need to leave. No, Liv, you need to leave the bar. Give me that phone
Four
back.
Four women have sued the That 70s Show actor Danny Masterson and the Church of Scientology, claiming they were stalked and intimidated after they filed reports of sexual assault. Chrissy Carnell Bixler, Mary Rails, and two Jane Does have filed a complaint in Los Angeles County Superior Court claiming that defendants harassed them and their families in an effort to silence and intimidate them. The actor was fired from the Netflix series The Ranch and dropped by UTA in 2017 after the LAPD confirmed it was investigating sexual assault allegations from multiple women. At the time, he denied the allegations and stated that any sexual encounters were consensual. On Wednesday, Masterson sent a statement to the Hollywood Reporter in response to a lawsuit, calling it beyond ridiculous. He said, "I'm not going to fight my ex-girlfriend in the media like she's been baiting me to do for more than 2 years. I will beat her in court and look forward to it because the public will finally be able to learn the truth and see how I've been railroaded by this woman. And once her lawsuit is thrown out, I intend to sue her and the others who jumped on this bandwagon for the damage they caused me and my family." According to the complaint, Scientology forbids its members from contacting police to report a crime committed by any of its members. They also allege that the phones in certain church facilities are incapable of dialing 911, and victims are generally blamed for any sexual assaults. While Jada Pinkett Smith was being interviewed, she said that there's a line she won't cross on her very open talk show, Red Table Talk.
There hasn't been something that's come up thus far. I mean, I do believe there's a difference between being open and private.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
What's the line?
Meaning,
there?
I mean, but see, that's subjective.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
but
that's
for you,
subjective.
What is it, though?
You know, it depends on what the topic is, yeah. You know, but I do know that in my own personal life, women specifically who've had the courage to be completely and raw, like honest in a very raw way, have really saved me from making some big mistakes in my life.
Liv the Web Girl with the garbage this morning. Thank you very much.